The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoors and Radio Show. If you're just joining us, this is our 35th anniversary show. Went on the air December 17th, 1988, and I've been doing it ever since. Took a little break there back, 20-some years. You know, started out with the Maryland Sportsman. 12 and a half years, took a momentary break and came back strong with the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Been going strong ever since. A lot of changes through my life in that 35 years. A lot of changes in everyone's lives in 35 years, and mine has been no different than anyone else's. We've had births and deaths, and you know, a lot of different stuff going on between now and then, and lived most of it here with you all every Saturday from 5 to 7, most of them live, as a matter of fact. Most of those shows have been live. Pre-record very rarely. First day of deer season's a tradition because I like to be out there and, you know, be in the woods on first day. I like my first days. I don't think I've missed any in a long, long time. Did one show, 95, from the hospital bed. Missed a show probably, 15 years ago due to a kidney stone. They had to hustle. That was Brian Farlow had to hustle to find a recorded show for that event. So you've been through a lot with me. I've been through a lot with you. So 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. And thank you for the well wishes on the, look at that, Maryland Angler from the 80s. That's pretty funny. Thank you, Lee. Cover of a magazine called the Maryland Angler. A couple good-looking guys on the cover there. I don't know who they might be. That was in the 80s. Let's see, when did I start here in Maryland? Also in the 80s, with a magazine in 1984, moved down here. Started with a magazine called Fish Finder in 1981 up in Pennsylvania. The franchise owner there bought the franchise from Maryland and Delaware. I became the publisher here. And Fish Finder magazine, I worked for 10 years, started Fishing and Hunting Journals from 91 to 98. Worked with Bill Burton on the Maryland Deer Hunting Guide, which later became the Maryland Deer and Waterfowl Hunting Guide. And that went for 14 years. And then we started Maryland Hunting Quarterly in 2010, Maryland Loves Crabs in 2011. We did a couple odd things in there. You know, we did a temporary show out of Chestertown on a radio station there. Did another magazine one time around oysters. But we've landed right here. How about that? And this part has always been consistent right here on WCBM 680. So let's see. Hey, there's my buddy Fred. Do I have any vintage show recordings to share? Man, I wish I did. I have some segments from some old shows, but I'd have to dig them out. They're all on cassette tape. Do you have a cassette tape player in there, Aaron, anywhere? 8-track? Not an 8-track, but a cassette tape. I'd have to dig some of that stuff out, see what I might be able to find, but from back in the day. Oh, my gosh. Aaron might not have heard me. Aaron, do you have a cassette tape player or recorder in the studio there? Yeah. I know there used to be one right there on the board back in the day when we used to use cassette tapes, but I'm not sure if there's anything there now, so, or how you would even play it. I know that you can go back online. I don't know how far back the podcasts go, but they go way back. I went back and deleted a few years back, but I'm sure there's probably 5 years worth of broadcasts on there, something like that. But I'd have to look on ellisoutdoors.com. You can click on the Outdoors and Radio Show logo, and you'll be able to go to the podcast section and see what's what. So let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Alan. Good morning.
Yep. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Doing good. How are you all doing?
Good, Darrell. Doing good. No complaints. Those are some old pictures in those magazines you're sending me.
Yeah, the one guy on the front cover is my math teacher from Eastern Road Tech with that massive. If you look at that, that's all rockfish in that picture. That's probably a pic from the 60s, but it was on the cover of that Maryland Angler, and it's pretty good. They go into. I don't know if you noticed the cover, but it says Rockfish, the problem.
And yeah, Rockfish problem, page 8. Yeah.
And Bill Burton.
And those four guys are part of the problem.
Well, God love them, but they all have a perspective of kind of what's going on now with what they're talking about. But they're talking about size limits and 14 inches.
Sure.
And whatnot, but it's very interesting of their views. You know, Larry Sims was the Waterman Association representative, and his perspective was you know, the numbers are down and whatnot, but it's all very similar to what's going on now. Prior,
What year is this magazine from?
Alan, March 1980,
okay.
Volume 4, number 3. I think this is the third year. I think after 3 years, the magazine failed.
Yeah.
But, it's a great magazine. I would get it, and there'd be always really good articles from a lot of different anglers. I learned about Eastern Shore fishing and it gave some very good information that, you know, was I'm looking at one here from Chris Duffy on white perch fishing. But some of these old articles hold true to what's going on in today's world as far as information and whatnot. But and typically written by very good writers and whatnot.
But when I was a kid, I'd come down here. My aunt and uncle, my father's sister, had lived in Baltimore, lived in the house that I lived in for 30 years over there in Gwin Oak. And I would come down and go to the Orioles games. And Tom, Uncle Tom, had a boat. And my mouth is watering because the boat came with a whole array of fishing tackle, but Tom didn't fish. So there's big pen reels. There's a half a dozen pen reels in there on rods, ready to go, you know, stored in the boat, and he's not breaking them out. But we would go from, I think, Rock Creek or Stony Creek, I can't remember, to Annapolis on his boat. And I remember one time he let me go over the side and swim in the Chesapeake Bay. Now, I'm 12, 13 years old at that point. And he watched me like a hawk all around that boat, you know, swimming all around that boat. But we would go under the Bay Bridge, and those boats would be stacked up in there. And those guys were bailing rockfish. I mean, just bailing striped bass. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm going, can't we go fishing? Can't we stop? You know, because that was my thing back then. But, nope, yeah. Yeah, Gotta go sit in Annapolis and you know, just eat our sandwiches and turn around and go back home. Did get the crab, though, off some of the docks where he had his boat, which was my introduction to crabbing. You know, and met a little girl down there crabbing off the pier, and that was kind of an interesting time. But, mm-hmm. you know, 12, 13 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a picture of I'll send it to you after I get done, but of the Bay Bridge. And you can see it from one to the other. I never fished the Bay Bridge up until the 90s.
Yeah.
Early 2000 and saw a little bit of that craziness, but the nice thing, I was there 2 days ago and I had the whole bridge to myself. Even though the deck is closed, I can commercial fish till the end of the year.
Right.
But, I hear all the downfall with what they're proposed. They are, you know, I guess we all know that the trophy season has been eliminated, and I think the commercial is going to be cut back 15%. I still haven't got my paperwork for what the quotas are going to be,
right.
But it's interesting how. In my perspective, it's been the best year I've ever had. Yet, it sounds like me. They base everything off the young of the year. Yet, they say the last few years, all the fish that I've been catching have been, I know from the last 3 or 4 year class, and they've been plentiful. So I'm assuming their concern is with the brood stock, and I respect that. I hope they, you know, with eliminating these trophy season, these other states will take the lead. You know, we're taking the lead on letting these big fish go, and I hope it spreads up and down the East Coast with that.
Indeed.
To leave the brood stock alone.
Sure.
But I haven't had a chance to read this entire article, but it's what Bill Burton was writing. It sounds almost identical to what's going on right now.
Sure.
Larry Sims writes that he believes it's an in and out an up and down cycle that we're experiencing. I'm not sure what the science is behind. You know what needs to be done, but it's all. I find it very interesting, and hearing a lot of different people's perspectives. But just to say that the fishing is very good right now. The Patapsco, the Bay Bridge, and the yellow perch are starting to show up in the Susquehanna, and I'm going to try some crappie fishing today down at Joppa Town.
Well, good for you.
But,
there you go.
Yeah, so always good talking to you, and I'll. Hope to hear some of the other listeners. I always like to hear other opinions and thoughts.
Sure, me too.
Yep.
I'm going to send you a photo here. I'm going to send you a photo I just got.
Okay.
Listener by the name of Joe sent me this photo. Okay.
Uh-huh.
He heard this hose running down on his pier.
Uh-huh.
And the light was on. And he took a photo, and there's a buck standing on the end of his pier in Whitman, right on the bay.
Get it? Really?
Yeah.
A buck.
A buck. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's pretty
looks
cool.
Like it looks like this buck was a little worse the wear. He said he took it in November, and the buck's got his head turned back towards the photographer. And he's only got one side of his racket. Pretty decent, pretty decent rack at one point, but you can tell he's young, so. But take a look at that picture.
At that. Is that at night?
Isn't that fascinating?
Is that at night? I guess that's at night.
That's at night, yeah. How about that?
maybe his girlfriend was in the creek taking a bath or a swim.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe a little bath. Yeah, you never know. So, all right. Hey, Lee, thanks for the call, buddy.
See you, Alan.
All right, man. Bye-bye. All right. New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction is Monday, January 1st, 2024, in a couple weeks, starting at 10 a.m. at Russum's Furniture Auction at 201 North Church Street. That's in Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person, or you can bid online. You can view the entire online catalog at Russum's, R-U-S-S-U-M-S, furniture.hibid.com. And follow their Facebook page for updates. 25 modern and antique firearms and many decoys, artwork, oyster cans, a 19th century cannon, a full-size 19th century cannon that sat on an estate for years here on the Eastern Shore, and much, much more will be on the auction block. HighBid.com and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. I don't know if I told you this or not, but not many months ago, the Russum Auction House had, Russum Auctioneers had a first edition book that was signed by, I believe, Ben Franklin. And that was probably the highlight of the Russum family auction, auctioneers when they auctioned that. That was a pretty amazing thing. So they do get some quality stuff. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auction on the Eastern Shore. Over 700 lots being sold in one day. Located at 201 North Church Street. That's Sudlersville, Maryland. That's Queen Anne's County. Call Russum Furniture Auctioneers, R-U-S-S-U-M, at 410-928-3415. 410-928-3415 for the New Year's Day sportsman's auction. Happy New Year. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. For you waterfowlers, I'm going to give you a couple options here for a shotgun. Number one is the BPS, the Browning Pump Shotgun. A lot of guys love that pump shotgun. And here's the beautiful part of the BPS. The ejection is on the bottom. The spent shell goes out the bottom, so you're not hitting the guy next to you in the duck blind or your boat or, you know, in the goose pit in the side of the face with a hot spent shell. Newly designed stock with a new look, a larger trigger guard, a matte blue finished barrel, and forged machined steel receiver, bottom ejection, satin finished walnut pump action shotgun, all with superior fit and new checkering surfaces. There is a synthetic stock model available for waterfowlers if you prefer. Then there's the vintage Tan A5, rugged, short recoil-operated auto-loading shotgun with a rugged composite stock, textured gripping surfaces, and is shim-adjustable to length of pull, cast, and drop. Full coverage, retro, vintage Tan camo, that's for sure, with Invector DS choke tubes. That's the A5. This is the auto loader that your grandfather had, reinvented by Browning, reintroduced by Browning in now a vintage tan camo. And one more, the Maxxis 2 in camo with Browning's proprietary camo, Auric, A-U-R-I-C, new for 2023. It's a reliable gas-operated auto-loading shotgun with an additional enhancements to improve performance, composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad, in-flex recoil pad to cut down on the recoil, and oversized controls. It features the new Browning Auric, A-U-R-I-C, concealment camo pattern. All available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. And I have to mention our friends at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. If you are looking to fill that hole in your wall that you call a fireplace with something that's really reliable and really can produce some heat for your home, consider a gas fireplace insert or a pellet fireplace insert or a wood fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, or a freestanding pellet or a freestanding wood stove. Pellet and wood are considered biomass fuels. All right, and there are tax credits available for some of the models, and many models are available at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. But Backyard Billy's will do the installation. They take care of everything from the flue to the connections to showing you how to work the remote controls to the service work. We are very thrilled with their service work, which we have done every couple of years on our Enviro EX35 model right here. It's off right now. It's on auto. And what that means is we set the heat we want the room to be, the temperature we want the room to be, and when it reaches that temperature, it shuts off. When it falls below that temperature, it cuts back on and raises the room back to whatever temperature we desire. So it's been on and off, cyclical, however you want to say that, throughout the entire morning in the show. Why not stop by and see all the options at Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They are open 7 days a week. Backyardbillies.com is the website. The phone number, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Stop by this weekend, Route 50. Coming from the bridge, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Coming from the Lower Shore, just get on Route 18 there, go up through Graysonville and turn right on Evans Avenue, left on Drummer Lane, and you'll find it right there. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Thumpity, thumpity, look at Frosty go.
Thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity,
thump, thump,
over the hills of snow.
Frosty the snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the snowman is a fairy tale.
there goes Frosty. Anybody on the line, Aaron? We got anybody waiting this morning? Tackle Box Tim. Oh, I knew we did. How you doing, Tim? Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Well, Alan, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
I want to wish you congratulations on 35 years of keeping us entertained and informed on the air on the outdoors in Maryland.
Well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Very much so. Very much so.
A lot of good information from the host, and then callers also add a lot to the show with their points of view and their expertise.
Well, that's true. We have one of the most well-informed, interesting audiences in the world, and they come from all over the place. They've traveled all over the place, and they have stories from all over the place, which I really enjoy.
Yeah, the stories are very interesting as well.
Some of our callers from the past, I miss them. They've passed on by now. We've had fellows who traveled all over the world and met Gandhi and Haile Selassie, and memoirs from their travels cannot be published for until 100 years after their death. So I'm not sure what that's all about. We've had that caller. We've had a fellow by the name of Dean who had the state record Northern Pike out of Loch Raven, and we used to share conversations about the old classic lures, the silver minnow and the Johnson silver minnow and the jitterbug and the hula popper and that type of thing back so he was a contemporary back in the day, and we miss those folks. I haven't heard from him in a bit, and that's Fran. I hope Fran's okay. I haven't heard anything from
too.
Fran.
Fran always tells it as it is, and she always has a positive outlook on things.
Yep, no question. I'll have to give her a call and see how she's doing.
It's funny you mentioned the old lures, Alan. Does anybody throw them anymore, or has this generation just completely forgotten about them, or they're rusting in the bottom of their dad?
I still throw them.
Yeah,
I still throw. I have a story. A fella, I used to fish the Berlin Sportsman Dams, Berlin Sportsman's Association Dam, back in Berlin, Pennsylvania, and they stocked trout in there one year, and I caught some trout, but they had crappie in there. They had largemouth bass mostly, some catfish, but I was the guy that was always in the water up to my waist, going after those largemouth bass. And a couple fellows fished it at night, and one fellow used a 6-inch jitterbug, a 6-inch black jitterbug.
Wow,
and he said, when a bass looks up at night into the night sky and sees the profile of that black jitterbug, he doesn't necessarily see what it is, but he sees what it's doing. And they'll come right up out of the depths and hit it. Well, he caught one over 6 pounds one night up there. But on another occasion, he had a strike and missed it. And he said when he set the hook, his 6-inch black jitterbug came sailing right past his ear. Now you can't see him at night, right? But
yeah.
he felt that slack when he pulled that thing out, and he said that big old jitterbug went whew, right past his ear. Now imagine that thing hit you in the face. That would be something else, man.
Yeah, that would be an emergency room run for sure.
Yeah, you're not kidding. You're not kidding.
That's a story.
But that is where I cut my teeth on plastic worm fishing, a 6-inch purple cream worm, a number two eagle claw hook, with the bait keepers on the back, tied on a swivel, no weight. Mitchell 300 reel. And what a lot of people don't know about a Mitchell 300 is it turns backwards from most of the other spinning reels.
It does. And okay. If you ever got them spooled at a tackle shop, you had to make sure they knew what they were doing.
They knew what they were doing, exactly. Well, I would throw that line out along the edge of the pads, and as that line would come in, I would extend my index finger. Every time that line would turn, it would hit my index finger and cause that little twitch that would go all the way down the end of the line. And I think that was very effective. I know it was very effective on bass fishing. That's for sure.
Did that worm have the spinner in the front?
Nope. Just a plain six inch cream or purple or black.
Yes.
And you know, I would hook it down through the nose and come out right in right through the egg sac on the worm. Now this is a plastic worm. Now a realistic looking cream worm looked just like a night crawler, flat bottom. And I would put that number two hook down through the middle and come out the egg sac and hook that onto a swivel and just toss it out there weightless and let it sink a little bit and come back along the edges of the grass beds. Caught a lot of
that as a finesse worm, and I think that is the, well, obviously they invented soft plastic with Plastisol, but that is the original finesse worm.
Yep.
Straight tail,
yep.
No curls, just let it sit there and fall to the bottom.
Yep. Well, I would not necessarily let it set on the bottom. I'd count to one, two, or three, let it go down a foot, 2 feet, 3 feet, and then just bring it back slowly along the end. Those bass would come out of those grass beds and slam that thing. So.
Yep. Just as you all were discussing the old magazines, and like Lee said, a lot of the stuff is the same as what we talk about today, and from the perspective of the guys who does the writing, it is very hard to come up with new material after 30 years.
Oh, yeah,
no
question.
But,
no question.
You just get the next angler spin on some sort of technique or location or just a way, different way they might do something, like you and I fish the cream worm a little different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I was, you know, we're talking 14, 15, 16 years of age down there back then, you know, and I remember my dad unveiled this. He had ordered something from a catalog somewhere, a plastic, I still have it, a plastic box full of pre-rigged plastic worms. And that was the first time that I had ever seen any, and they were rigged on, you know, bait casting line back at the time. It was it wasn't mono, and it had two hooks in it, and we took them to Canada and used them to fish for walleye and northern pike and stuff. So, but I don't know how, if they came in a plastic box or I put them in a plastic box, but man, we're talking way back, long before the radio show. So, yeah, we're talking 55 years ago. So
yeah.
Long time. Anyway, well, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate that. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Congratulations, and if I don't get in next week, you and Robin have a great Christmas and New Year.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that, and we'll be talking to you. I didn't get to swing by your area there the other day. So, but
That's not a problem. There's a package in the mail.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. Well, sounds good. Oh, my goodness.
Yep, I will this let you get on to the next guy.
I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Take care.
See you, Tim. All right, man. Thanks for the package. I look forward to it. I'll see you soon. There we go. Aaron, any callers on the line? No? Okay. All right. Let's see here. 410-WCBM 680. Is our phone number, and first day of muzzleloader season. I guess goose season came in yesterday. I don't hear any guns yet, but I will, I'm sure. Let's see if I can find that new spot that I wrote. There it is. Hey, you know, Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. They're just off Route 50 in Easton. That's right here where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, it's right up there on their sign, Bridgestone, Firestone, as well as Michelin and Yokohama and others, whatever you need. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors. And if you own a trailer or an ATV, I mean any kind of trailer, boat trailer, landscape trailer, commercial trailer, or any kind of ATV, Spurries has the tires. Spurries offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on, and they will fix it for you. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurries customers, including me and Robin and the family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurries Tire Service. They're in Easton, Maryland, right here on the Eastern Shore, Talbot County, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, SpurriesTire.com, and stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Oh, I said that. Well, here's the phone number, 410-822-7384 for Spurries Tire Service, and we'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website, belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early. And honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
All right, there we go. My baby looks good in camouflage. She sure does. All right, let's see who we have on the line here. I believe it is Joe in Parkville. Hey, Joe, before you start, let me say one thing. Good morning. Before you start, let me say one thing. I was at Shank's Argo yesterday up in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. And if anybody wants to see a great display of ultra-terrain vehicles, you need to stop by Shank's Argo right off 81 North in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. It is a phenomenal place. And not only that, they have a great selection of lawn and garden equipment as well. So anything you need for trimming around your tree stand or cutting shooting lanes or any of that kind of stuff is available right there. Just wanted to give a shout out to Shanks. I got to meet with Randy Shank yesterday for a brief exchange of Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and so it was a good day yesterday. Sorry to cut into your time, Joe, but I needed to say that about our sponsors.
That's okay. And Chambersburg, Pennsylvania is a wonderful place to visit. But I also wanted to wish you and Robin a Merry Christmas. And you kept talking about all the things in the old days. And I'm 72, and I was thinking back to when I was 7 years old. My father and my grandfather and my mother and everybody, we went to Gambrill State Park up above Frederick.
Oh, yeah.
They had a lovely little fishing lake there and with bobbers and everything. And I think that was when my grandfather first told me to remember to always spit on the bait.
Oh, yeah. You got to spit on the bait.
I've been spitting on the bait for 65 years anyhow. And I tell you what, my friends in my fishing club used to give me a fits about it. But I always did okay, so.
Hey, you know what, Joe? There's science behind that. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
There is science behind that.
When
you eat food, your saliva tends to break down the molecules in the food. Mm-hmm. And saliva will actually help to de-scent, take the scent away from any odor that you might have on your hands when you're handling your bait.
Interesting.
Now, if you use chewing tobacco, that's just plain insulting to the bait. But you know, just regular saliva there's science behind it. Believe it or not.
Well, I believe it. And of course, with all of the scented baits that they have with. One of the ones that I hear is really a favorite is garlic. I don't know whether you catch more Italian fish that way or not.
Oh, well, you know, we use a garlic dip on our soft plastic baits when we fish the reservoirs, especially on the bed fishing. You know, you thread it on there, you dip the little tube bait, you know, and they've got the tentacles on the back. You dip the tentacles down in the garlic, and it's actually a neat. It dyes the lure a bright green, and you toss that in. It helps you see the lure. I don't know if it helps us the smell, but it seems to work. So.
Well, you know how you count fish in Italian, don't you?
No.
Well, it's una fish, and then it comes tuna fish.
Ah, tuna fish, tuna fish. Okay, good. I like that. Yep.
Listen, you probably got other callers.
Appreciate the call.
I always go down to Clyde's and get my stuff, and I'll have to get some of that dip bait the scent to dip the bait in.
Yeah, do that. They have it down there. It's good stuff. It dyes it and dips it all at the same time. Good stuff.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Joe. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Same to you and Robin.
Yeah, buddy. Yep.
And to your producer.
And Aaron. Very nice. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Welcoming your calls here. I want to tell you one more time about our friends at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Real brief, just real brief. If you need supplemental heat, gas, pellet, wood, any of the biomass burning systems, freestanding wood stoves, pellet stoves, or if you need pellets, from a bag to a pallet of pellets, why not stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's? You'll be glad you did. You can see that everything that they have in the store, from the grills to the furniture to the Adirondack chairs to the chicken coops to the sheds and everything else. BackyardBillys.com is the website if you want to take a look. Hearth America has a Facebook page. That phone number, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Evans Avenue, Graysonville, or right off Route 18 in Graysonville. Turn on Evans Avenue and then left on Drummer Lane. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, or I've recently learned Halethorpe, 410-242-6108. Your full line Browning dealer. If you need anything for any ammunition, you need your scope mounted, you need a license for fishing or hunting, if you need anything for crabbing, fishing, or any great gift for the sportsman in your family, stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway, exit 9, 242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back. Or maybe not. We played them all, except those. Oh, wow. Let's talk to Joe in Whitman then. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Go ahead. Quite some photos there, buddy.
No, I said I thought you'd get a kick out of those pictures I took that early morning.
Wonderful. Her legs are all wet. She was in the marsh or the water somewhere. So's his.
No, I agree. But I guess he'd been chasing her all night, but I went out to let a mouse out of the mousetrap that morning and opened the sliding door, and I heard these hooves going down the pier. Pitch dark, and that hair went up on the back of my neck because I'd never heard a sound like that on the pier before.
No.
Got my flashlight out. Then I ran back to get my camera. I was like, oh, my God. So anyway, hope you enjoy.
That's pretty wild. That is pretty wild. So you got a buck, 10, and a doe on your pier at Whitman.
Yep.
And she's laying there on one side of the crab pot, and he's standing on the other side.
I know. At first, I didn't even see her out there, but she's laying low.
Yeah, and then you got your workbench out there, and now you don't have lights on your pier. These are from your flashlight.
Yeah, I just have a small spot on sticking out of the back door, so I could see what was going on out there.
I got it. That's pretty wild, man.
Yeah,
that is wild. I do. In one of those pictures, looks like you got an airplane taken off. I don't know if you noticed that one or not.
I believe that was a workboat going by.
On the other side, it looks like it's in the sky, but it might be on the other side.
Oh, true. Yeah, there are a lot of air.
Yeah. Very cool pictures.
No, enjoy.
All right, man, I do. Thank you. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Take care.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, this is quite a series of pictures. It's a It's a buck tending a doe on the end of the pier in Whitman. She's laying there beside the crab trap. And then, you know, in one of the pictures, she's coming back this way towards, you know, towards the cameraman. He's standing there with his, he looks like he's got beat up. He has, you know, one side of his rack is going. Pretty cool pictures. All right. Well, folks, I'll tell you what. It sounds like we're at the end of the hour there. I want to give you one note on the record books for Bucks, Bears, Stags. The record books are printed. 100% printed. 208 pages. They are not delivered because they have not been to the bindery yet. The bindery is what cuts them all apart, folds them, cuts them apart, puts the cover on. That should be over the weekend or Monday. So we will be getting those out as soon as they arrive here. They will be turned around and shipped out ASAP. Hopefully everybody will get theirs for Christmas. That's the game plan. The only snag was the print shop, and that was circumstances beyond our control. So there you go. Hey, listen, there's the music. Get out, stay out, stay safe. Look, this time of year especially, think of your God, think of your Creator, and your family. See you next week.